radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
The opinions and views expressed by the host and guest are not necessarily the views and opinions of the Blake Radio Network. Broadcasting to the world.
Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Space is a place that only a human being locates, where there's so much information to take. Then you enter an entirely new place. Once you get off the internet, become World Wide Web.
Welcome to the Cyberspace Sanctuary, a safe house for your mind. I'm your host and facilitator, Junius Ricardo Stanton, inviting you to stay tuned for interesting interviews, news you can use, and programming designed with you in mind. Free your mind, the rest will follow, right here on the Cyberspace Sanctuary, on the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul.
Cyberspace is the place. Cyberspace is the place.
Earth be an unfaltering belief. could be
challenges on earth.
You're listening to the Cyberspace Sanctuary on the Blake Radio Network with Junius Ricardo Stanton. Stay tuned. Welcome to the Cyberspace Sanctuary, a safe house for your mind, on the Blake Radio Network's Rainbow Soul. My name is Junius Ricardo Stanton. We thank you for logging on. We welcome you as you carry us with you on your smartphone, your iPhone, your notebook, and notepads, and even as you travel to and from and transverse throughout your day, going from your desktop and using the full connectivity and mobility of Rainbow Soul and Music Massage. As we head toward the holiday season and the celebratory season that is thousands of years old, and I'm not talking about Christianity and the Christ Mass, I'm talking about the winter solstice and the significance of that. And also, in 2012, we have the significance of the Mayan calendar. And, of course, a couple of years ago, Hollywood made and distributed a film, 2012, and it was supposedly or allegedly based on the Mayan predictions and prophecies, but that's not true, where they use it as a propaganda piece, a fear-mongering piece to get us upset and worried about climate change, global warming, some apocalyptic and Armageddon-type happenings on the planet when nothing could be further from the truth. And we'll share a snippet from a descendant of the Mayans who explains the predictions, what it means. It just means it's a change based on their calendar of 5,200 years, a new cycle. It also talks about cosmic alignment that, you know, ancient, wise, first world people understood, and we need to tap into that and recognize it for what it is. It's not going to be the end of the world based on any kind of cosmic alignment. If the end of the world comes, it'll be because of the foolishness of the humans and the psychopathic, maniacal, megalomaniacal people in charge, the ruling elites, the oligopoly, the global cabal that runs everything through international loan sharking, the corporate monopolies and their warmongering sidekicks. But from a cosmic perspective, the universe is alive. It is an embodiment of the Creator. It is telling us and guiding us because we're part of it. And it's the result of the expression of the Great Spirit, what the Native Americans call the Great Spirit, and what our African ancestors recognized as the unseen, all-wise, all-powerful, creative entity that brought everything in existence from itself. So we are the embodiment, the expression of the Creator. It's intelligence, it's energy, it's consciousness, and we have those same qualities, which is what it means when it says that we're made in the image and likeness of the Creator, just we have them in much smaller and to a lesser degree. It's like taking a thimble of the ocean. Whatever's in that thimble is the same as in the ocean, it's just as infinitely smaller. And so that's the first world and wise way of looking at what's going on, and also keeping in mind that December 21st is the beginning of the equinox, or the winter solstice. And so all these things are in alignment, all these things come together perfectly, they mesh, and there is a growing awareness that a new consciousness is coming. And of course, we don't have to wait for the solstice to tap into it or be in tune to it, because we have that capacity, because we are part and parcel of the Creator, so we can tap into the source at any time we choose. But ancient people recognized certain things going on in the heavens, and they wanted to replicate what they saw in the heavens, the divine order, what our ancient ancestors called Ma'at, here on earth. And so that's what they mean by as above, so below, as in heaven, so on earth. And so they saw order, they saw symmetry in the heavens, and so they recognized that in order to be in harmony and rectitude and alignment with that, we had to replicate that here on earth. And most of the first world communities that were very stable paid close attention to the heavens, and they looked at the universe as one, a universe, one song, a interconnected, interdependent whole. And that's why they talked about harmony, and that's why the Africans, who postulated the whole idea of Ma'at, meaning divine order, harmony, balance, truth, justice, righteousness, reciprocity, meaning cooperation and interdependence, viewed the universe this way. And of course, to live in harmony with it meant that we had to structure our personal lives, our communities, in alignment. That's the significance of the pyramids. They're in alignment with the constellations. And when you look at the pyramids in Giza, there's another set of pyramids in Dahshur that they don't talk about too much. But if you, on a clear day, if you're in Giza, you can look and you can see the other pyramids. It's almost like an exact straight line. So all of that is part and parcel to our understanding. And it's the same principle, whether it was Great Zimbabwe, whether it's the Mayans, all of that was reflective of as above, so below. I'm going to share a brief snippet from some Mayans, a Mayan elder and a Mayan shaman, and they will offer insight into what's coming up. So there's nothing to be afraid of. You know, the movie made it seem like, oh, it's doomsday scenarios, it's going to be the end of the world, and you had a lot of speculation about that. Now, of course, things go through phases, and when they marketed the film, that was everything. There was seminars, conferences, and all sorts of gatherings about that. And of course, the West, because they're so backward and benighted and ignorant about spiritual and psychic things and about astrological matters, which basically is the merger of astronomy and psychic and spiritual awareness, they just don't get it. And you know, this world, this system is designed to prevent us from getting it, although it cannot stop the emanations from the Creator. And that's what a lot of people are feeling now as we transit closer and closer to December 21st 2012. There's nothing really significant about that date other than that it's the solstice, it's the equinox, and it's the end, according to the Mayans, of one cycle and the beginning of another. And that's how first world people, whether they were African, whether they were the people here on North and South America, whether they were in the Pacific, how they viewed the universe as cyclical or spiral in nature. And so the understand and get into alignment with what they thought and see the world from their perspective, the better off we will be, because we can see that the current course of the West, with its exploitation, its predation, its rapaciousness and war, is unsustainable. It just cannot go on. And they recognize it, but they're like drunken frat boys out there. They don't know how to stop. And unfortunately, this puts the whole ecosystem and the world and humanity in peril. And the solution, I'll share a quote from a recent piece. The person that I quoted says that higher consciousness and a greater awareness is the only fail-safe and counterpoint to the Western materialistic and mechanistic view of reality. And so we'll delve into that here on the Cyberspace Sanctuary following these messages. So don't go anywhere. We have an exciting program for you. We'll be right back.
Greetings to the Internet Radio family. This is Reverend Valentine speaking. You know, for nearly 30 years, I have had the distinct experience of being interviewed over every medium of communication available to the public. And except for the metaphysical underground, I can think of no other electronic venue that has been more progressive, more innovative, more insightful, more diligent, more diverse in its demographics, and more courageously supportive of the truth than this ever-growing phenomenon called Internet radio. And this is precisely why I'm here to tell you that it is so vital that you give your wholehearted support to it. Tell a friend. In fact, tell 2, 3, and 4 of your friends. If you are a business owner, support Internet radio by telling your customers and constituents all about it. Let them know that there is a legitimate and important substitute to all of the prefabricated, super-censored garbage polluting our public airways today. Don't allow the mass media to continue to treat you like a mindless consumer drone. Enhance your awareness. Indulge your critical thinking, your reasoning, and your analysis. Do as I do. Log on, listen in, and then let it be known all about your internet radio experience. Chimatep, beloved family, thank you for listening. Walk in light.
Junius Ricardo Stanton here with some truly great news. The Blake Radio Network has officially released the new Rainbow Soul iPhone and Android apps worldwide. Now, there is also an HTML version for all other cell phones. The apps can be accessed from www.blakeradio.com on the Rainbow Soul page, or directly from the iPhone App Store or Android Market. These apps will allow you to lock in exclusively to the Rainbow Soul broadcast with the touch of a button. These acquisitions complete the development and release of all the apps for the Blake Radio Network family of channels, which includes Rainbow Soul, the All Talk channel, and Music Massage, an eclectic mix of R&B, jazz, soul, and reggae slow jams for your listening edification and entertainment. So take full advantage of this opportunity for connectivity and mobility by downloading your respective app from your source. Continue listening to the Blake Radio Network's Rainbow Soul and Music Massage. You're listening to the Cyberspace Sanctuary, a safe house for your mind, on the Blake Radio Network's Rainbow Soul. Stay tuned.
Gracious Professor Griff, you're listening to Junius Ricardo Stanton. Straight up, we're teaching you all those things you need to know from the neck up, all right? We're definitely doing a checkup from the neck up. This is Professor Griffin, Public Enemy, the ex-minister. I'm out. Peace.
Prior to the break, we were talking about the Mayan prophecies. We were talking about the winter solstice, the equinox, and of course, that has implications because human beings have been recognizing and celebrating that process for thousands and thousands of years. It predates Christianity. And even anything that can be remotely considered as Western civilization, which in my view is an oxymoron, given how they've been behaving the last 500 years in particular, when they've come into contact with First World and Aboriginal people. And so we're going to address that. I'm going to share several pieces that I've written. You may have seen them on some of the listservs like The Blacklist, Unite and Resist, Chat at Freak, and several others. I will be posting them on my blog in the not too distant future. Just look for From the Ramparts, or type my name into your browser, Junius Ricardo Stanton, and a lot of things will come up. And you just look for the most recent posts. I think they're called, it's a trilogy of them. One is called Get in Alignment with the New Cosmic Paradigm, The Kingdom of Heaven is at Hand, and The Real Significance of December 25th. So just keep an eye out for them. They're free. You don't have to buy anything. You don't have to pay anyone. And basically, just go up and read it yourself. As far as the Mayan prophecies, again, I'm sharing this to refute the misinformation and disinformation that was put out in the movie 2012, which purportedly was based on the Mayan prophecies. That's going to be some kind of end of age cataclysmic happening, and basically it was really a propaganda piece for global warming and climate change. Well, obviously if the earth is alive and it's a living thing, it goes through changes. It's gone through many changes since its creation. Ice ages, floods, different types of different type of topographical and climatic arrangements. For example, what we're seeing in Africa along the Nile Valley, the desertification of the Sahara, the expansion of the desert. Well, 5,000 years ago, it was lush and plush. So I say all that to say that the earth is alive. It's a living entity. And we'll share some of that in some of these readings. So, but first I wanted to share some snippets I found on the internet of a Mayan elder and a Mayan shaman. He's like, one of them is like a generational shaman, medicine man, a wisdom man, a seer. And they both talk about the Mayan prophecies, and they put them in a proper perspective. And so I want you to listen to that, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about the solstice, the celebrations that have gone on for thousands of years around that time, and the significance of December 25th, and dovetail all of it together and see it not just in a physical or astrological entity. And astrology is nothing more than the combination of astronomy and psychic and spiritual phenomena, so that we get a better idea of what to expect, because there is a growing consciousness, there is a movement here on the planet. The cosmos and the creator are calling to us, and has always done so. It's just that now we are more receptive to the calling. We're becoming more and more in tune with the vibrations and the emanations of the creator, and we're beginning to recognize that it's calling to us to come home, to align ourselves, to integrate ourselves with the greater whole, and to get out from the matrix of the West, the materialism of the hedonism, of the hubris, imperialism, the war, the exploitation, rapaciousness, and the enmity and animosity that all of that engenders, and move away and move into a more life-affirming consciousness. Doesn't mean we're going to be perfect. Doesn't mean that we're not going to have trials and tribulations. It doesn't mean that we won't have to overcome situations or learn from them, or in many cases have to continue to repeat them over and over again until we learn the lessons, if ever. But it does mean that this higher consciousness, this ability to attune to the higher vibrations and energies, is there. More and more of us are becoming aware of it and taking advantage of it, and the result will be a better world, in a sense, not materialistically, not necessarily where people are going to have more money and have big cars and houses, but what we'll see will be better character. We'll have a deeper insight into the universe as a whole, a one song, a living, breathing, alive, conscious, intelligent entity. And we'll be able to see deeper into the invisible, go into the metaphysical, spiritual, and psychic realms, and see literally through clairvoyance, clairutterance, and intuition that this is a dualistic existence. It's spiritual. The underpinnings and undergirdings of it all is spiritual and psychic, and the material part of it is designed purposefully to reflect and be in harmony with the spiritual and psychic parent. And so that's the great lesson that the Mayans want to teach us, what they believe, and it's consistent with other first world people. When I say first world, I'm talking about aboriginal, deeply melanin endowed people who had a fully functioning, or at least partially functioning, pineal gland, who were in tune and in touch with the spiritual and psychic realms. And there's nothing spooky or otherworldly about it, because it is the reality. It's just that we've been dumbed down and we've been put in a position where that reality or that worldview has been ridiculed and made fun of and poo-pooed and desecrated to the point that we don't want to relate to it, when in fact that is us. That is our ultimate reality. So we're going to listen to this audio collage of a Mayan elder and a Mayan shaman as they talk about the Mayan prophecies, December 21st, 2012, so we can allay some of the fear, ignorance, and disinformation that has been put out by Hollywood. And then we'll come back and we'll talk about what it all means for us on a practical level.
The Mayan calendar is never ending. The Mayan calendar is continuation of cycles. One short cycle have connection with another cycle, and this cycle have connection with another, and something like this is continuation and continuation. Go to the end, the cycle, but that cycle on short calendar, example, the calendar of 30 years, and then in next is 52 years. So the 30 years, it has connection with 52 years. It's like this. And but in this December 21st, going to the end of one cycle or calendar, the name is Keb, and that's the calendar of 5,125 years. So, but this calendar, or all these years, had connection with another calendar too.
So there's other calendars? There's other Mayan calendars?
Many. We have around 17 calendars of the Mayas today. So one is for 23 years, another for 52 years, another 520 years, like this.
And this big cycle is ending.
The big cycle of 5,125 is ending in December 21st this year.
What happens when the calendar ends?
Well, another cycle begins again.
Of course.
And then, but the importance is on try to understand this calendar is going to the end. According to the Mayan calendars, is a cycle of sun, something about the sun, our beautiful father sun. Go to the end, and then start another calendar. So it's like this: never end, finish it, and finish everything in the Mayan calendars. It's one connection with another, like this.
Mm.
But important is something going to happen in the sun, because it looks like go to the end, some cycle, big cycle of the sun. And then December 22nd, start another.
Mm. And the sun is cycling where? What cycle is happening with the sun?
Suppose is something is going to change in the sun. Exactly what's going to change, I don't know, because suppose long time ago all the Mayas, they knew exactly what's going to happen. But since it came here, the Spanish civilization, it destroyed many things about this information. But I can remember some parts, but it's difficult because it's no more information. Remember, they destroyed the stelas, they destroyed the codices, they destroyed many things. But I know something about this because it's part of my education and the Mayan tradition. But completed information, I don't know, because, you know, they destroyed.
So is there something we can do on that day?
Well, my recommendation is like the Mayas, my ancestors, every time when you go to the end sun cycle, so we need to go in front of the sun to do meditation and pray for the next cycle. And we can ask, can be much better than this cycle. Next, it looks like more like cosmic information is coming. For to understand the cosmos, the time of the cosmos.
Why then all the predictions of destruction, of doom?
Happened that because it's like in this crazy Western culture, when something goes to the end, it comes negative predictions. Like the end, something, the destruction, or many things like this. But not in the Mayan culture. Because we understand when you finish one cycle, we need to pray to the time, to the cycle of the time, and ask to Hunapku to be much better the new cycle.
Hunapku, what is that?
Hunapku is the god in Maya. Is our God in Maya. Hunapku is the giver of the movement and measure. So what's going to come in the next cycle? Movement and measure.
Okay. Where are you going to be in December 21st?
I hope can be in Chichen Itza, which is the most huge ceremony center we have today in close to my place and in the peninsula. It's the most huge ceremony center. And I understand my ancestors, the spirit of my ancestors is there, is going to be there, watching us and praying with us for to be better the next cycle.
For more information on the next Star Knowledge Conference,
just a final question then. Do you have a message to humanity that you would like to pronounce?
Para finalizar, porque si usted tiene un mensaje para el mundo, ¿qué le pueden decir al mundo?
Pues a todos los hermanos donde llegue este mensaje que estoy hablando con ustedes.
To all my brothers and sisters who listen to this message.
Estas palabras no son mías, es de los abuelos.
First of all, these words are not mine. They are words of my ancestors.
En la profecía de las mayas está.
It is in the Maya prophecy.
En el tiempo de ese Bactún.
That in the time of the 12 Bactun and 13 Ahau,
el regreso de los abuelos,
it is the return of the ancestors,
el retorno de los hombres sabios,
it is the return of the men of wisdom.
Que amanezca,
let the morning come,
que llegue la aurora,
let the dawn come,
para que los pueblos tengan paz,
for the people to be happy,
sean felices,
and find peace and be happy.
Así ustedes, el Señor está con ustedes, dejando este mensaje, que tomen gran miedo al mundo.
So I am here with you giving you this message right now is not to be afraid and take this message, spread it toward the world.
Al llegar ese tiempo es igual como el cambio de año nuevo. Hoy es 31 de diciembre, mañana 1 de enero, feliz año nuevo. Y así vamos a hacer cuando llegue ese día.
Not to be afraid to this change of time, because when that day comes, it's just assume that it's the end of the year, and you have like a New Year's Eve or New Year's Day. It's just a change.
Porque no es la primera vez que pasa.
Because it's not the first time that this will happen, this will occur.
¿Sabes cuántas veces ha pasado antes cuando nuestros abuelos prepararon sus calendarios? Pasó un periodo de sol, pasó otro periodo de sol, pasó otro periodo de sol, y están dando cuenta que sea cada 5,200 años que llega.
Who knows how many times this has happened before, when our ancestors were preparing the calendars, they waited first until they had proved that every 5,200 years this was occurring, and that's when they started counting the first cycle of the sun up to the fourth cycle of the sun, which is the one that we are finalizing now.
Hoy estamos hablando, estamos en el cuarto periodo de sol.
We are now in the fourth period of the sun.
No es la creación del mundo.
So this is not the creation of the world we are talking about either.
No, que es el momento cuando perfeccionaron todos sus calendarios, entonces entró en acción como que era una nueva constitución.
This count started when all the calendars were already finished and put to work. And as of that time is when we are in the fourth period of the time, of the sun.
Así que hace miles y miles de años atrás, no es cosa nueva, no, que esperamos la voluntad del Padre.
So this has been going on for thousands and thousands of years before.
Y no tengan miedo, mis hermanos.
Don't be afraid, my brothers and sisters.
Y no creen todo lo que dicen estos hombres mentirosos, que no son mayas, vienen a atemorizar al mundo.
And don't believe all the things that you hear from all these people who are threatening the world.
La oficina del consejo en Guatemala se encuentra, ¿cómo se llama?, en la sexta calle, 0-31, zona 1, ciudad de Guatemala.
And the office of the Maya Council of Elders, you will find it in the 6th Street, 0-31, in Guatemala City.
Entonces, muchas gracias. Ojalá que reciban mis mensajes, que no tengan miedo.
So thank you again, and I hope that my messages will be useful to you, And do not be afraid once again.
Aquí está con ustedes una autoridad del Consejo Nacional de Ancianos Mayas, Chincas y Garífunas de Guatemala, y es presidente del Consejo Continental de Ancianos Indígenas de América. Muchas gracias.
With you in authority of the Maya National Council of Elders from the Maya Chincas and Garífunas of Guatemala, and also the Grand Elder of the Continental Council of Elders and Spiritual Guides of the Americas.
Matias, Matias, you are.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
For each child that's born, a morning star rises and sings to the universe who we are. For each child that's born, a morning star rises and sings to the universe who we are. For each child that's born, a morning star rises and sings to the universe who we are. We are a grandmother's prayer. We are a grandmother's dreaming. We are the breath of the ancestors. We are the spirit of God. We are mothers of courage, fathers of time, daughters of death, sons of great vision. And keepers of the faith, makers of the peace, wisdom of the ages. We are a grandmother's prayer. We are a grandfather's dreaming. We are the breath of the ancestors. We are the spirit of God. We're mothers of the courage. And sons of great vision, we're sisters of mercy, and brothers of love, we're lovers of life, and builders of nation, we're seekers of truth, and keepers of faith, we're makers of peace, and wisdom of ages. We are a grandmother's prayer that we our grandfather's dreaming. We are the breath of the ancestors. We are the spirit of God. For each child that's born, a morning star rises and sings to the universe. And we are. For each child that's born, a morning star rises and sings to the universe. Who
coming out of the audio collage featuring a Mayan elder and a Mayan shaman, we heard Sweet Honey in the Rock, We Are. We are workers of peace. We are one. We are the daughters and sons of the Most High. And we need to grasp that reality because we have been enculturated to believe that we're wretched, we're sinners, we're the scum of the earth, and that is a deliberate means to keep us down, to keep us hemmed in and stultified and dependent on the, at that time, the Catholic Church for redemption and salvation. Of course, the new paradigm, the coming new paradigm, will take us beyond the limiting notions of who we are based strictly on a materialistic and dogmatic and ideological view. And that's what the elder and the shaman were saying. I want to share something with you that I wrote, and it's part of a trilogy for this time of year. And by the time you hear it, if you're subscribed to some of the lists, such as the Blacklist, Unite and Resist Campaign, Chatter Free, Happily Natural, several other of the Yahoo groups, and you'll also be able to see it up on my blog, from the ramparts.blogspot.com, and also from the Ramparts WordPress. Or just type my name in your browser, Junius Ricardo Stanton, and some of the more recent postings will come up. But this is part of a trilogy. It's called Getting in Alignment with the Coming Cosmic Paradigm. The second piece is entitled The Kingdom of Heaven is at Hand, and the third and final part is entitled The Real Significance of December 25th. So just keep looking for them, and possibly I'll share them on another program. Get in alignment with the coming cosmic paradigm. Quote, a radical inner transformation and rise to a new level of consciousness might be the only real hope we have in the current global crisis brought on by the dominance of the Western mechanistic paradigm, unquote. Stanislav Grof. As we approach the winter equinox and the new year, let's be mindful. If we want to have a different experience and a better reality, we have to generate a different consciousness. Unlike the infantile Westerners, we first world Aboriginal people clearly realize the universe is alive. All we see and all we cannot see, hear, taste, or touch is the embodiment of the energy, intelligence, and consciousness that is the Creator. The Great Spirit that animates, energizes, sustains, and guides all creation. We are the loving creation of this Spirit. As such, we are essentially spiritual beings who have the same energy, same consciousness, free will, intelligence, and power, only in lesser degrees. This energy, consciousness, intelligence, and power penetrates every cell of our body, and we have direct access to an abundance of intelligence, wisdom, guidance, and power anytime we want. Since the universe is purposeful, alive, conscious, and ever evolving, it makes sense new levels or frequencies of consciousness are manifesting themselves all the time over time. Our Aboriginal ancestors knew there was a divine order to the universe and said, quote, as above, so below, as in heaven, meaning spirit, thought, so on earth, physical manifestation, unquote. They looked at the sky and saw order. But unlike the Indo-European heathens who lived in barbarism and squalor, our ancestors attempted to replicate this heavenly and divine order in their collective and personal lives here on earth. When we hear ancient prophecies, as opposed to the rantings of megalomaniacal psychopaths like George H.W. Bush or Henry Kissinger, talking about the end of an age, the end of the world, or a new order, or a new world coming into being, it actually means a new consciousness, a more righteous way of being. Out with the old and with the new. It is not about the physical destruction of the world, but a new spiritual paradigm. Quote, when we talk about the Mayan calendar, something profoundly different is also meant than just a system to mark off the passage of time. The Mayan calendar is above all a prophetic calendar that may help us understand the past and foresee the future. It is a calendar of the ages that describes how the progression of heavens and underworld condition the human consciousness and thus frame for our thoughts and actions within a given age. The Mayan calendar provides an exact schedule for the cosmic plan and the unfolding of all things that come into existence. There is now ample empirical evidence for this, something that shines new light on the age-old questions of mankind. Things do exist for a reason. The reason is that they fit into the divine cosmic plan. For those who seriously engage in the study of the Mayan calendar, this soon becomes evident, and the former materialist worldview loses all relevance. The Mayan calendar is a gateway to the worlds of consciousness which the majority of humanity has been blinded to through the use of false or delusionary calendars. Since everything that exists is an aspect of consciousness and the Mayan calendar describes the evolution of consciousness in all of its aspects, no stone is left unturned for the serious student of the Mayan calendar. All of science is affected. all of religion is affected. All of life is affected. We are here for a reason. Time is no longer equated with money, but with spirit. Time is inspiration, unquote. What is so special about the Mayan calendar? Call Johann Kalimann. You can find this at www.adisakti.org/Mayan-end-times-prophecy-1221-2012-htm. This is also the real meaning of the Age of Aquarius. Quote, it's uncanny how the Great Mayan Age and the Egyptian Age of Aquarius agree. These two ancient peoples were on opposite sides of the world with no physical contact. Scientists today confirm the galactic alignment as the Maya predicted. End quote. There is no question that one of the great cycles of the traditional ancient Mayan calendar comes to a completion of its count at that time in 2012, says E.C. Crump, Ph.D., director of the Griffin Observatory in Los Angeles, California. In fact, many scientists believe we should be paying closer attention to what the Maya predicted for our own sakes. Hidden in their hieroglyphic text is the key to our own salvation, if we would only open our mind's eye to see it. The Maya calculated to the day the historic alignment on December 21st, 2012, over 2,000 years ago. What isn't found anywhere in their text is doomsday in 2012 for the world. In fact, they did everything they could to inform us of the great window of opportunity for spiritual growth, quote unquote, opening to us during this historic alignment of the Earth, the Sun, and the galactic center of the universe. The Age of Aquarius mimics the ancient Maya prediction for the next great cycle, unquote. Age of Aquarius traits are bombarding Earth to prepare us for the next great age, by Sandra Musser, www.2012-spiritual-growth-prophecies.com/age-of-aquarius.html. What does all this mean for us on a practical everyday level? It means the unseen universal consciousness, intelligence, and energy that created and sustains the universe is shifting and bringing us into greater alignment with it, ourselves actually, since we are an integral, albeit mostly unconscious, part of it. It is opening opportunities for greater awareness of self, our potential, and unity with the One. It means we can think of new ways to relate to ourselves, each other, and the environment. No illusions, barriers, and separation. Now, we don't need to wait 2,000 years for this to happen, but the universe is calling, prompting, and creating psychic force fields to help us transform ourselves by raising an inner awareness to help us put our egos in check, shatter the illusions of separateness and alienation, and open our eyes to the oneness of all. It means it will be easier in some respects to grow and evolve spiritually, to become emotionally mature and live more righteously. I say in some respects because the power elites of this age do not want us to experience this transformation. They clearly recognize the new age means an end to their ruthless, selfish, rapacious rule. They are like the ancient megalomaniacal archetypes Set and Kemet and Herod in Judea, who want to usurp the divine order and control the world. So in their demented minds, the only way they can remain in power is to kill Asar and the baby Yeshua. They think if they kill the messenger, they will rule unopposed. They must keep us distracted from the coming new age. To do so, they will plunge the world into deep economic privation, like what is happening in Europe and the U.S. They must foment more wars by promoting lies, materialism, and the desecration of our innate divinity by profaning and debasing us culturally and intellectually. Their main tool is their media. But the coming new age is not material. It is spiritual and psychic. The only way the megalomaniacal egomaniacs can win is if we give up our free will, if we abandon our ability to think for ourselves, and we allow them to trick us into going along with their new world order. Their new world order is not the Creator's righteous new age, although they will try to sell it as such. Theirs is one of poison, decadence, hedonism, hubris, debasement, and degradation. The way to differentiate between the egomaniac's new world order and the righteous new age is their new world order is about enslavement, lies, ignorance. It is materialistic, self-indulgent, ruthless, and callous, while the righteous new age is about peace, personal and collective ascension, enlightenment, growth, maturity, and empowerment. Open your minds and prepare for the coming new age. And like I said, you can see that a lot of places on the internet. Again, if you go to my blogs, if it's not there, it will be there very shortly. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about a blending of the ancient wisdom with the reality of, you're talking about the Mayan prophecies, you're talking about the age of Aquarius, we're talking about the winter solstice, we're talking about equinox, but we're also talking about the fact that astrology is different from astronomy in that, yes, they look at the heavens, the astrologers looked at the heavens and mapped the stars and monitored the movement of the stars, but they also understood that they were psychic, energetic, and spiritual phenomena that not just emanated from the universe, but that were part and parcel to it that could be used as templates for our lives here on Earth. And so they anticipate a shift because the Earth is alive, the universe is alive, and it is an emanation of the consciousness, intelligence, energy, and power of the Creator. So it will always emanate vibrations that we can pick up because we are spiritual beings ourselves when we come into the knowledge of our true selves, and we'll be able to align ourselves and attune ourselves with these vibrations, this energy, and live in harmony with it. But again, like I said, the rulers of this age, the psychopathic oligarchy, doesn't want that, and they will do everything in their power to prevent it. But I believe that the power of the Creator is far greater than the power of these psychopaths, killers, and degenerates. So with that, we close out today's program. And as always, this is Junius Ricardo Stanton reminding you, engage in mental decolonization, free your mind, the rest will follow. And stay strong.
Cyberspace is a place that no army with artillery invades. Where no military.
You've been listening to the Cyberspace Sanctuary, a safe house for your mind on the Blake Radio Network with Junius Ricardo Stanton. Thank you for logging on. We invite you to tune in again and engage in mental decolonization. Free your mind, the rest will follow.
That no corporation incorporates, no denomination faith dominates, and no court is going to try it.